What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Two.
Hello, beautiful people. My name is V. George Smith, and I'd like to welcome you to a brand new edition of the Hello, Beautiful People podcast. So glad to be back with you guys for another week of conversation. Listen, people, thank you so much for rocking with us last week and previous weeks and liking, sharing, subscribing, all that fun stuff. We got a fun show, and I'm excited about this show because I got somebody fresh and new for y'all this week. And when I tell you this is one of my favorite people right here, she's my favorite Twitter follow because her retweets alone. Let's just start with the retweets. They're gonna have to follow you for the tweets. I'm not telling them about the tweets.
Oh my God.
The retweets alone, chef's kiss, excellent. Excellent. And I'm so grateful for this group of girls that I know. It's Peaches, it's Tierra, and I don't know if I'm happy with Didi because she said I sound like them dudes from Cool Runnings, and I can't get over it. I'm still not over it. But ladies and gentlemen, Tashana Garrett is on the show with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you're kind of crazy yourself, so let's not throw all that energy on me. I laughed at your Instagram and your Twitter. Please, please, please. But now I'm glad to be here. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm awesome. I'm my last week in Florida.
Okay.
And I've been here for a while, and time to go because these numbers is going up.
Are they going up there a lot?
Yeah, the numbers are going up from what they, when you get news from CNN, it was like every county is high risk. I was like, oh, I'm staying in the house. I've been to the pool enough.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
It's too much. So, man.
Yeah, man. How is, you're broadcasting from Dallas.
Yes.
How is that? Fine people in Dallas. Kenneth Mosley, Rich Martin. I tried to get Ken in here last minute, but he still hasn't texted me back yet. He must be auditioning for something.
For something.
Another iCarly show.
Ken is booked.
Ken is booked.
I wish I had known you were trying to get in touch with him. I would have had to run him down on his phone. Because listen, you don't want me and him together at all.
No, I absolutely did. I was like, no, I want to get Ken up here because I do the other show with Ken on Bonafi Radio. And Ken, we've been doing this for years. So
I love having you because I'm sorry. What were you saying? No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying I just love like doing the show with Ken. So it would have been fun to have him here in a different space with you because I know that y'all are tight.
Oh man, what I love about Ken is that he's funny, but he's also an intellectual. So the conversation is always just super duper special. Mm-hmm. And he's a great guy. It is always really fun. That's my partner.
Yeah, he's either gonna drop a jewel or he's gonna make you crack up laugh.
Right.
So that's shout out to Ken Mosley. What is his latest? iCarly, if you got Paramount Plus, he did a guest spot on iCarly. He all over the place doing commercials, TV shows. That's that dude, Ken Mosley.
That's him.
That's that dude. Well, shout out to the podcast family. I know y'all used to hearing different voices, but like, you know, people be busy. People be booked. But thank God I have a wonderful set of intelligent friends. I mean, a lot of people just have friends.
See.
But it's good.
Go ahead and breathe.
It's good to have intelligent friends. So you know that it's easy to just have a conversation with some people. And I just knew that this would go off flawlessly. So let's get into this.
Oh, come on.
All right. I'm gonna need Issa Rae to cut it out. I don't know how you feel about this.
What?
But I got up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, went and brushed my teeth and then go on IG and I see her, Issa Rae, in a wedding dress. And I look at the caption and I Issa Rae, top three prettiest smiles in the world. Also, let's just throw that out there.
Yes.
In her little caption, she's talking about she in modeling and she doing this and all of a sudden, and I'm scrolling, I'm like, wait a minute. No, did she just get married?
A whole wedding. A whole wedding. And I'm happy for her. I mean, it was beautiful. And I think I can agree with what I read on Twitter earlier. Somebody was like, it's not a matter of privacy or secrecy. It's a matter of you weren't invited. She don't know y'all. So sit down. Like, what? We looking at our inboxes like, I didn't get no invite or nothing. That woman was like, nothing. What? And that's always so true. Two extremes, because then you got this other extreme that's like, oh, yes, that's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to pop out. You ain't got no boyfriend. Shut up.
Oh, man. I like it when people find inspiration in those moments. They just be single as an entire dollar bill. That's all I'm going to do. Like, yeah.
You think so?
Get your inspiration. Get your vision board together.
And my thing is, in real life, I'm not the I want a big wedding girl or none of that. Or like I'm really weird, kind of sort of about public affection at my age. So I'm still trying to figure out when they get to the part about, you know, kissing at the altar. Like, can we get some privacy? Because y'all
wait, no, hold up. You don't PDA. Wait, you don't PDA like nothing. No PDA.
I mean, and I really, it depends. I have to, listen, maybe if we're coming from a little wine bar or something like that, did I loosen up a little bit? Maybe so. But just to stand here and these people are here for us, looking at us, first of all, that's a lot. And then we got to sit here, tongue kiss in front of these people. Oh my God. Whoa.
Oh, but yeah, I remember my wedding. My dad made me do it again. Like, do it again.
You know,
like,
what?
What are you doing, man? Like, come on.
He wanted to see what he taught you.
Like, I'm standing at the same altar I got saved at, sir. What you want me to do?
You had to preserve the Smith name.
Trust me, I'm going to handle it later. I'm going to do that. But like,
he needed the proof. You have to make sure he raised you right.
Oh, man, he did, though. Shout out to Pops. But, yeah, I think I was more aggravated. All right, so my petty side was, of course, aggravated for Lawrence's sake because I'm like, nobody's thinking about him. Let's start there. And I know, you know, Condola, you know, she's pregnant and everything, but still.
Yeah. That seals the deal. You can't walk out. I don't care what was going on. Why would you go over here and get this girl pregnant? Come on, let's have an insecure fight.
Now, what happened? This is for me. In those situations when you break, I know personally the last person I broke up with, all right, no, I didn't have sex. I was just like, you know, I kind of like found myself trying to play a movie role. I made sure I kissed her and I was like, goodbye. Goodbye. I tried to make it like it's so I kind of get it, you know, sometimes, you know, players mess up.
Yeah, they do. Often.
You know, you get caught out in the rain without your umbrella. This stuff happens.
Well, whatever. That's your bed. You can lay in that. I'm not here for that ride.
I need to know how they're gonna write the end of this insecure story, though.
I'm excited to see.
This is gonna be interesting, but the other side of me was like, All right. Issa done took over the internet for the entire day.
Definitely. The week. You know, people don't let these things go. And if they have it stopped by midday tomorrow, it's going on the mute list. I ain't got time. You really got 24 hours with me. So.
My Instagram stories were just hijacked.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the same two pictures. It was the first one. And mind you, majority of the pictures that everybody was putting in their story left dude out. Dude wasn't even. Dude was sick. I think homeboy got about 15 shares. He wore his good cranberry jacket. Not no share.
He really did it up, didn't he?
He's like, I'm gonna wear this cranberry. I'm gonna kill him with this.
Yeah, we come up here.
I wanted to tell a joke on the thing because, of course, she didn't tag his name, but she tagged who made his suit. So it was like Dolce & Gabbana. Like, I wanted to be like, oh, congratulations to you and Dolce, because you ain't saying, you ain't telling us this man's name.
Issa Gabbana.
At all. At all. I personally thought she was already married for some reason. I don't know why I thought.
I did too. I swear there was this speculation. Like, I saw it maybe sometime last year or something like that. It wasn't, mm-hmm. It might have been the beginning of this year or sometime towards the mid end of last year. But because I ended up looking it up when I saw it, it might have been something that came across our Twitter feed. I don't know. But they were saying something about suspecting her of having eloped or something like that, because they
had
seen her wearing this ring.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they were engaged then. I don't know, but people were thinking that she had secretly got married, and I cannot find that article to save my life, but I know I saw it.
I think that might be the case. I think they might have been married already and they just went and did the actual ceremony or whatever, but I mean, she got money, so she can definitely do that. So, I mean, long and short, congratulations, Issa Rae and Dolce. You know, we are very happy for you and the Gabbana family. We hope that, you know, y'all have some wonderful kids.
You know what? Please go away.
I don't know his name. Fred?
His name appeared somewhere throughout this day. I saw it.
I did not see his name at all.
A couple of times.
She posted two dresses and didn't post Fred's name not once.
Fred. Okay, that's enough. Man's name is not Fred.
Well, he's from LA, so he probably got a
It's giving DeAndre.
It's giving DeAndre. Wait a minute.
It's the way his head is shaped. He got like a DeAndre head.
Let me see this. Let me go back to her post. Though she hasn't posted anything else. Oh, it's
the fact that there is a whole Issa watch today. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of it.
1,306,000 likes.
Wow.
To something that we was not invited to. Let me take a look. Nah, he looked like a You said no. It might be given DeAndre.
It's giving DeAndre.
I don't know. Like, he got a Brian look to him.
You know what? That side profile I saw of him, he is giving Brian.
Brian Gabbana,
I be down. That's all right. I'm happy for the Gabbanas, you know.
The Gabbanas. Why we call them the Gabbanas with such liberty and freedom right
now? We said what we said.
We are so happy for the Gabbanas. I don't know. Brian, that's it.
Yeah.
Brian DeAndre Gabbana and Issa. Issa looks so happy.
Brian DeAndre. Now that's all right. He sounds like somebody that made it out the hood and did good for himself.
All right, now what does he do for a living, though?
He's married to
Issa Rae. That's the next question. What'd you say?
He's married to Issa Rae.
No, he was doing something when he met her. Like, what was What do you think Brian DeAndre was doing when he met Houston?
Brian DeAndre was on a set of Insecure slang and boom mics. Next thing you know, here we go. I'm proud of
I think that Brian was, I think Brian changed the oil.
Brian,
I think it was. Brian, Brian worked at Valvoline. And he was like, look, they normally charge you $40 for this air filter, but it's only 12. Here you go. And that's, and that sparked the conversation. He's like, you were so nice.
I'm out of here.
You because price match my air filter with AutoZone, and next thing I know, look at us.
Now, so maybe I can't see him being that hands-on to work down to the Valvoline, but I can see him working at AutoZone, typing in your stuff at the little computer. He might come out there. He might come out there to see if he can help you get that bulb in, depending on whether or not it's a foreign car or not, because you know you just can't go up in those any kind of way. But yeah, Brian is giving me AutoZone. Get in the zone.
He's giving you the polo shirt vibes, the red polo shirt and the black khakis.
Yes, sir.
So shout out to everybody at AutoZone. I know y'all happy for Brian DeAndre. Goodbye. It's a big day for AutoZone. Big day. I'm the fact that we just write his bio right now is just bless of my life.
Don't let her get a hold of this. Now, listen, if you do, first of all, I do hair. Second of all, I'm just happy for you and Brian. I think y'all look cute together. You look amazing with the long pony, yet giving texture in there with it too. You rocked it. And that makeup is always flawless, skin looking good. Issa. So, yeah, I'll see you later because we're going to work anyway. That's already in the atmosphere. So.
Oh, yeah. Tell them what you're doing. Give them your socials. Your I don't know if you want to give your personal, but if you want to give your business, knock yourself out. Whatever you want to do.
Well, I am a licensed cosmetologist. That's my professional voice. I'm a licensed cosmetologist. I specialize in hair color, smoothing and straightening, beaded weft extensions. I'm also a professional body wax specialist. That means that I do everything from brows to Brazilians, legs, backs, arms, whatever. And a makeup artist. I have not been doing a whole lot of makeup lately, though, you guys. I have been very, very focused on hair and skin. But that's who I am. I'm licensed here in Dallas, Texas. I'm licensed in California. So anybody need anything, but definitely hit me up. My social media handles are, well, first of all, the business is Beautimus Maximus Artistry. The social media handle is B as in boy, M as in Mary, Artistry, BM Artistry. And just put an at symbol in front of that. You can find that on Twitter. You can find that on Facebook. You can find that on Instagram. You can also find that on Cash App, Venmo, and the likes of such. Amen.
Amen.
I'm kidding to that part. I ain't coming on the show begging. I'm kidding you guys. Unless you feel led. If you feel led, don't let me get away in the way of God moving. Please. But ain't nobody begging.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we like to get that out the way. And we don't like to wait to the end of the show to That's do that. Right. We like to get that out of the way because the Saints be tipping out. The last.
I love it. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. So, we have fun on Twitter, and I am trying to find the exact tweet.
Uh-oh.
There it is. All right. So this is a tweet from my friend T.S. Rose. She's an R&B artist. She sings background for J. Cole. Mm-hmm. She tweeted this out about 5 days ago. So she said, is it me or are men really sensitive? Women have deal breakers that they'll let be broken all the time. And that's our bad. but men will not. And she put mad L's on the will. She said, it's like sensory overload for them. Like completely can't stomach it. I'm starting to think they got the labels wrong. So I retweeted it and just said, thoughts. And then you responded and you was like, I wouldn't call it sensitive necessarily, just ego driven. Women bend our boundaries a bit more because we just wanted to work. I feel like men focus more on how it would make them look to others as it relates to forgiving certain things.
Right.
So I guess I just wanted to revisit this because it was just interesting to me. I you know, you take personal experiences and, you know, you just shoot them out there. Because I'm imagining something personal happened with her where she ran into a guy that was probably, I don't want to call it sensitive. I would say sometimes when a guy gets honest about his feelings, it might seem to be, it might seem like sensitivity. But the whole thing about, you said women have deal breakers that they'll let be broken all the time, but men will not. And I don't agree with that.
You don't?
No.
What are some examples that you feel like counter, like, I guess is a counter argument for that?
I mean, let me, I'm really trying to think about this. If, like, when I was dating, I don't know, I mean, the deal breakers I had were pretty much just simple, like, don't cheat on me. Like, I had preferences, but, like, no, like, hard deal breakers, but, like, nothing that would just make me say, you know, I'm not going to deal with you no more, unless it was just utter disrespect or cheating or something like that. I do, like, recall the last person I spoke to, like one of the last people I spoke to before I got married. Like, I had a dude, her dude at the time literally was ready to run up on me because she didn't tell him about me. And I'm like, that's not on me. Right. You about to get this short dude beat up because I don't have nothing to do with this. This is between y'all. If y'all are together, then that's cool. I'll be out.
Right.
But I don't, that's like, if I had a deal breaker when I was dating, that was my deal breaker. Cheating. If you cheat, man, I'm gone. Ain't so no.
Y'all were together at the time and she had another dude and he felt some kind of way?
All right. So this is one of my funny dating stories. So I'm glad this one came up. Dude, so it was a Valentine's Day and I was really fed up with dating. I was living by myself and I think I was still working at the bank then. I was just fed up with dating, period. I was like, you know what? I'm done. And I'm a very outgoing person. So me being very outgoing, I was loving to meet people. And me being at the bank, I used to work in Bank of America in downtown New Haven, Connecticut. A lot of people don't know about New Haven, but bottom line, New Haven is where Yale University is. So I was in the middle of Yale University, in the biggest bank in the city. So there's like all types of people coming through. I'm talking to all types of people, meeting all types of people. It was fun. So I run into her, like this is somebody we were off and on for like back and forth. And then she's like, she calls me on Valentine's Day. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm not doing nothing. I remember it was a Thursday. I was like, it ain't Valentine's Day, it's Thursday. I'm watching a movie, I'm home, I'm not going nowhere. And she was working retail, so she's like, no, come to my store, we're closing, it's not busy, nobody's here, just come to my store. And I was like, nope, I'm not coming, and if I come, we're not going nowhere. This is not Valentine's Day, it's just Thursday. She convinced me to come.
Of course.
Long story short, she convinced me to come to the store. I get to the store, mind you, it was a Claire's, I believe it's called. It was a Claire's, and it had, like, those big glass windows. It was one of those stores where, like, you could see everything. It was, like, the doors was glass. Everything in front was glass. So I go into the store, And then she's in at the register and she's cashing out and everything. And I'm in there and I'm looking at her and like, you know, they got the, you know, when you go into the retail stores in Connecticut, they're playing the easy listening music.
Right.
Not like the R&B. They're giving you Mariah and Celine Dion. They got the Celine Dion playing and it's like,
oh Lord.
Like they're playing all the Titanic music. So all the romantic music is playing.
But y'all started slow dancing in the middle of the store.
Listen, all this super romantic music is playing and she counting out looking at me and I'm just like, maybe I did the right thing. Ooh. All of a sudden I'm sitting here and I'm like, you done yet? Like I just need a couple more minutes. I was like, all right, cool. And I'm like, you know what? I am gonna take her. Bye bye, this and that. All of a sudden you just hear in the glass window.
Uh oh, Snooki at the door.
So I'm not looking. Mind you, I'm not looking. Celine Dion is playing. She's there. I'm not looking. When I tell you, and she was light-skinned, when I tell you, she looked at that window and all the melanin that she did have left her face.
Oh, my God.
So, again, I'm just so oblivious to it because I'm just some dude. I'm just this 20-year-old dude that's just excited about everything going on right now. I'm like, no, I did the right thing. I should have did this. I should have came out here. And then they play them. Michael McDonald start playing and I'm just like, okay.
Do fools believe came out?
Listen. Man, I'm sitting there, I was like, you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just like, you ought to get the door.
Lying.
So she gets the door and then dude comes in and I'm telling you, I'm 6 feet. Dude is like 5'5". Mm-mm. So I'm still looking at her. He walks in. He comes up to me. So I finally turn around and look at dude and he's like staring up. He's looking up at me.
Not up.
Yeah, no, he's looking up at me. And I'm looking down, I'm like, and I turn around to her, and I'm like, wait a minute. And then she's just not looking at me no more. She's just, her head is in her cash box, and she's cashing out and stuff like that. And he's like squaring up. I literally just laughed in the dude's face, and I was like, oh, he's here for you? And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, all right, my bad.
How did he do it?
Yeah.
Shut up. That man never sounded like that.
Yo, he had to put the extra bass in there because he was so far down there. So,
all right, enough.
So I was like, all right, I promise you, I just started laughing and went right back to where I was at 7 o'clock that night. I was like, see, it's Thursday. Should have never did this.
What did she think that he was like at work or something? Did she not know that the guy was going to come up there?
I guess he didn't have a car. He didn't drive. So she didn't expect him to be up there on that day. And maybe he expected to surprise her because it was Valentine's Day. Right. I got my Mazda Millennia S with the leather seats and the spider leg rims. And I drove off.
Come on, spider leg rims.
Yes. I drove off, but I went back home. I called my cousin. I was like, see, I told you, because he was encouraging me to talk to him. I'm like, no. So it's like, it's just one of those things where I don't know if there's, like, that's my deal breaker right there. If it's to that, I'm not fighting. No, dude. No. It's never that serious.
I mean, I'm like that as it relates to deal breakers. You know, it's not so much as don't cheat on me. My biggest thing is don't try to play me. And I type try in big letters because you can try. You absolutely can try, but you shall not triumph, huh? Because
that's good.
To catch wind and I'm going to get in the wind. I'm out of here. So I ain't got the patience for none of that no more. I just move. Cause go play with somebody that's gonna play. But also, I mean, as related to the tweet at hand, I feel like it is very. Do you remember that song by Anthony Hamilton. I think it was How Will I Ever Fall Again or something like that. And in that song, he says something that I often will ask guys. He said, you see, a man will never fall no more than twice. And if he does, what does it say? And if he does, he won't say, or something like that. So that means, like, a lot of times on this side of the track, as women, a lot of times we come into contact with guys after they have met however many times. Because who's to say, I obviously don't feel like it's the same for every single guy, but I also feel like y'all have more of a logic focused situation, as where we are a little more emotional. So sometimes it is overwhelming when you guys do show some type of emotion, because a lot of times on our side of things, we've run into so many people that feel like it's cool to be emotionless. I'm not gonna let a woman know that I feel like this. Make sure I don't call her. Like, y'all can be strategic with it. Like, I'm putting you on punishment and giving you the silent treatment until you can get your act together, as one, you know, type stuff. And it's like, well, baby, listen, you ain't got to do all of that. I'm too old of a cat to be treated like a damn kitten. Sorry for the D word, but
no, you're good.
You know, so it's, I don't know, but it also in reference to y'all not getting over things as quickly or allowing that many mishaps in regards to how I responded to that tweet. In real life, if Lawrence got somebody pregnant, or he got Issa pregnant in real life and not on this show, 9 times out of 10, as much as we say, I'm not dealing with that, I feel like we as women kind of give a few more chances than guys normally do. Because it's too many guys, you're going to bring no outside baby to, and he's like, I'm going to stick around. You know, I mean, some will, because I know some guys that are absolutely were shattered and devastated and were, you know, found out some things, and they are still, you know, doing what they do.
That's a hard thing, but I know for a guy to just be like, because you never know with some people, because some people are kind of cruel. Mm-hmm. So they will legit look at the child and be like, and remember, and literally like resent the child for the decision of what the parent did or whatever.
Right. So it's like, if they do stay, how are you going to even act with this child? Now, that's another thing. Women, we will take all these things on, but we will grow bitter and resentful and treat the man a certain kind of way after we've decided to stay, after mistake after mistake after mistake. You know, that's we see that a lot with our grandparents. You know, they start sleeping in separate rooms because I can't stand to be near this man that done had 15 kids on me. Rightfully so. But now the next step is, if this really
still
ain't
making them did it. Come down here, Gerald.
Yeah, and eventually get to the point where, like, make your own play. But we still gonna get together. You gonna still work these bills. And they just started declining in how they treat and care. I've watched this unfold in front of my family. I'd be like, man, she be lighting him up. But then when I learned of what she's been through, it's like, girl, you ain't poisoned him yet. Listen, you know, I don't know. But I'm just like, you don't sign up for that either. You know, I think men are just more so to the point, like, I can't deal with this. And sometimes it's not something as big as having a baby. I knew a habitual cheater, okay? Mm-hmm. This man has always cheated on his wife. He found out that she had just been talking to another person, found some email. Don't even have proof that they ever did anything. And baby, you would act like she has caught up with him with the cheating. It's like, she can't beat him even if he gave her a head start. That's how long he's been with her. But it's like, oh, I can't take that. I just know they've done something. It's like, you don't know what they've done. You really don't know. But just the thought of it is enough to be like, uh-uh.
Yeah. That does happen a lot. I will say that. I can't agree with that point where a dude will be doing whatever he's doing, but let it be Who's that? Who are you talking to? I mean, yep.
Right.
I guess that's part of the sensitivity she was talking about as well.
And the sensitivity, again, comes from ego. Because I had another friend tell me the other night, we were talking to somebody about a situation that he's kind of been in off and on. And he was telling me why they were no longer whatever. And out of all the time of stringing this girl along, because that's what you've really been doing, now that you saw her finally start dealing with somebody else, and see, as women, we'll just go do something else because we get fed up. And it's like, you know, he ain't gonna never do right. But then because you still got a heavy hold on our heart, we'll start trying to get back in the picture, or trying to still holding on to that hope sometimes. So I was like, so you don't think it'll ever, y'all could ever come back? And he's like, nah, because I mean, when she dealt with him, she did that too quick. And I was like, what do you mean she did that too quick? Well, I mean, they got together and they started doing stuff real quick. And what that looked like, you know, I got people around here that respect me. If I get back with that, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, hold on. Do you really like her? Do you really love her? And is that something that you would actually want to explore? Or are you so concerned with how your peers are going to feel about it? Like, it don't even make sense for your deciding factor that she's not good enough anymore is because how this situation would make you look, when all the while
she's happy. Yeah, that's like, crazy. How is that, like,
it don't make sense.
That should never be in the equation of how my people's gonna look at that. Like, that's,
if she moves like that, what that look like for me? It look like she been moving kind of like you been moving. What's that?
Yo, that's true. I don't know. Maybe they want to, you always want to look like you got the upper hand. So you want, nah.
Big ego.
I don't want nobody in my business like that.
Number one.
Like, right. Like, so whatever, like, whatever rumor or whatever, however you feel about me, hey, whatever, you could do that. But you'll never find out from me. And I'm not going to care what you, I'm a big proponent of not caring what people think. That's listen, just me.
Got it down pat. I don't care. Y'all don't pay nothing. So, but
not a bill.
That's not always a factor for people, especially, you know, I found men to find all kinds of reasons and slights as to why either they shouldn't deal with a certain person, or they shouldn't deal with them to the degree of like giving them any real title or any real significance. Like, we can go to bed and spend all this time and all this kind of stuff, but I'm not gonna like really present you to the world as my queen or nothing like that, because there are these things about you that I feel like aren't going to make me look good. And that's a hard space to be in as a woman, because it's like, okay, are you gonna be down for me, or you know what? Because we take in a lot of unfavorable traits too, that again, we tend to be a little bit more generous with. You know, you do have some women that don't want to date guys with kids, but a lot more often we'll fall in line and try to be that. What do you need? How can I help you? And then as women, sometimes, I know I'm a single mother, and it's been plenty of times where it's been like, oh, well, she got kids, or she got too many kids, or she got, you know, been on the other side of that. And thank you for letting me know at some point so I don't waste my time either. Or sometimes it will come after time has been wasted.
Right.
You know, because I didn't just pop up with kids. They were definitely here. Okay. And I'm a mother, so I'm going to talk about them early on because that's my baby. So it's not like this is new news, but
Right. Sometimes
people bite off more than they're willing to chew. So.
Yeah, that's the honesty piece, because I know there's a lot of people, that's a deal breaker for a lot of people. And it's just better that we just handle this off the rip, and you know, because why waste each other's time?
Why? Really?
Why waste each other's time? Why spend that time learning, doing this, when you could literally be handling your own business, taking care of your own self? And making yourself a better person,
and leaving yourself open and available for what you actually really want. So Sometimes exactly. I think women and men get so not so much as, oh, I don't want to be alone and I want to be in a relationship, but sometimes it's just that companionship piece. And then we normally, a lot of times, women will fall first because the time is being spent. Not all the time, this is, you know, but a lot of the times our emotions get the churning more than anything. And we're more susceptible to kind of let that out because we want to be in something, you know, and guys may want that, but may not want that at that time, but still getting further in. It's a racket.
I'm gonna tell you this straight up, and then I'm gonna introduce my brother James White. Men do want it. It's just we don't admit it. Like y'all are way more open with the admittance of it. Like guys will admit it. You only gotta get the full admittance of guy of songwriters. If they songwriters or something like that. If the dude you try to talk to is Tank, he gonna tell you exactly what's on his mind.
They gonna take it in that studio. They'll meet it.
James Harris White has joined us. What's going on, brother?
Hi. Good evening, beloveds. Good evening, beloveds.
Hi there.
James, I got Tashauna here.
Oh, okay. Oh,
hi.
Tashauna Garrett, James White, and we've been having a good old time.
I follow you on Twitter, and you bless my life. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, who are you on Twitter? Let me see.
See, Podcast Nation, I told y'all. Y'all need to follow. You need to give them the. Did you give them the your actual Twitter? Or are we holding that back?
Hilarious.
I don't know if I'm gonna do that just yet. Let me see how I feel by the end of the show. Because I don't take no mess over on my page. I'm here for a good time and not a long time.
Hilarious.
No, but James definitely knows your page because of me.
Yeah, I'm Jay Harris White on Twitter, but. Yeah, that's me. So I'm off and on, but you know, I'm there to creep and to laugh. That's why I'm there on Twitter. So I rarely ever post. Yeah.
But
that's sweet. You're a very nice person.
Yeah.
Look at that Texas love. Houston and Dallas. Coming together.
Hey man, I almost moved to Dallas. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a long story. We don't have time for it. I'm gonna put it in a book.
You know, I was about to ask for the tea.
It's a long story. I'm gonna write a book called God Doesn't Tell You Everything. I do have questions for him when I see him. Listen, I'm gonna be glad to make it in, but when I get in, once I get settled in heaven, I got some questions like, why do mosquitoes exist? What is the actual purpose of a mosquito?
Yeah, they have control.
They serve none.
See, James, I'm glad you say stuff like that because it makes me and my random thoughts feel better. I literally how long do I need to wait before I ask? Like, am I just going to wait till about 400 years and I'm just going to be like, hey, JC, I need to, you good? Like, first of all, I got to ask if he's okay. You good? Everything okay? You cool? All right, I just got, there's some things I just want to run down with you that happened.
Like, you know, so I'm cool with Jesus, right? Like, Jesus is my dude because, like, he's the only way I get in. So right. we cool, but God the creator, I want to ask him directly about some things he created because I don't get them. You know, like mosquitoes is number one because they serve no purpose. And then I got a question about several exes that he created.
Yes.
I don't understand why they existed either.
Yeah.
Because they really serve no purpose and did not make me better.
I got to ask him about my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Murray, and why her breath had a sting like that.
I want to ask him about my French teacher that had a hairy chest, but she wore open top blouses. I want to ask about that, like, she knew she had a chest mustache and she still wore them shirts. Like, it should have been turtleneck season all year round. And why are you leaning over my shoulder like this? I have questions about that.
So, do you have any heavenly questions?
I mean, you know, I just want to hear him say well done. But after that, I would like to know why they just couldn't open up Chick-fil-A on first Sundays and serve like chicken minis as communion and then a little side of like the Sunjoy, which is really the Arnold Palmer and a little communion cup. I just felt like that is in line with all of my values. So I don't know. Other than that, I'm cool.
I reposted this in my Instagram story. Somebody had said that Chick-fil-A needs to hire some atheists so they can open up on Sundays.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with that too.
I agree with that.
Either that, or if you really just want to keep it in the family, let's get some 7-day Adventists. They ain't doing nothing.
Come on, they already done on Saturday.
They got they full, James. They full.
They already good. You know what I'm saying? They woke up with nothing to do on Sunday. They can work.
Now, this is a good idea. We need to get over to the marketing side of things and figure out what needs to happen.
Furthermore, they're missing a tremendous evangelism tool because nobody's in church all day. Good God.
That's true.
What's wrong with y'all? And what do we like to do after a good service? We like to eat. Are you kidding me? Do you realize how much money Chick-fil-A is missing out in the Christian community because they're not open on Sundays?
Giving all that money to pop it up.
And heaves that gold.
Nobody
crowd.
Got time to be buying all them samplers and pop those like that. Listen, we're trying to spend $10, not $50. What's wrong with y'all?
Exactly. Give me this 8-piece, 8-count nugget, my Polynesian sauce, my the little hot sauce that I get, and the ketchup.
Come on, man.
Thing with my extra large waffle fry and my extra large Arnold Palmer. And loose me.
Who are you talking? Let me get 50-50 with the chick minis, man. What's up,
man? Why would y'all come in here and preach like this?
The Lord is speaking. That's why.
I wasn't prepared for this at all.
The Lord is speaking. Okay. And it's clear. Missing out on money.
You're right.
Oh, man.
Shoot. Do you understand how many church mothers are missing church because they got a fried chicken in the back and they missing service? This could be a wonderful opportunity for them to not have to cook. Chick-fil-A want to be selfish.
Although, I just saw a tweet, and I don't know how, you know, accurate this is, but this guy tweeted that apparently he works somewhere in the warehouse where the chicken is together, whatever they do in Jesus' name in that factory. And he said that something occurred that he wouldn't necessarily go to Chick-fil-A for about another month or so until they phase it through. So I don't know if a rat fell in the machine or what happened, child.
But well, that's why we say grace.
You're right.
That's why we say grace.
Because we don't rightly know that we're eating chicken now, honestly.
Really?
Honestly. Listen, but that's why I don't go.
But does it stop us?
It don't.
Well, it tastes real good dipped in Polynesian sauce. Whatever.
Listen.
That shrug when they were like, you eat that? Yeah, it's what I'm gonna do. What am I gonna do?
Because you know why? And this is my explanation for it. And I've waited all my life to say this because I'm grown.
You know what?
See,
you were waiting,
huh?
You've been waiting.
Come on, I waited 21 years to pop that one off because I'm grown. That's why. That's why I bought it. I know it ain't real. It may be some slave trade, some little girl in India that worked her behind off to provide this meal. I didn't see it. Okay, I ordered the number 2. I know all that information. Give me what I ordered. Thank you.
Let me ask y'all this, and this will be the truest test of it all. You ever like go to YouTube or something like that, and then just happen to go and see a suggested video about that kind of stuff?
No.
And I promise you, we were looking at YouTube here down in Florida, and it was on the TV, and it was like, see what such and such is actually made of. I was like, scroll past that, please.
Mm-mm. Right on, perfect. I don't need that. The blood of Jesus.
Huh? See, I read specifically in scriptures. He said, don't call a thing unclean that he called clean. See, see what you ain't going to do with me. I messed some vegans up one time because I talked about how after the advent of the Holy Spirit, the scripture says they ate meat for many days. Okay, so what y'all ain't gonna do is make me feel bad by my meat eating ways because they ate meat right after the advent of the Holy Ghost.
Many
so
days.
Thank you. Okay.
Baby, you can offer a vegan all 66 of them books in their Bible. They gonna chew you up. So
I know. And that's why I sprinkle a little sauce on it. Because what they won't do with me is get me told about my meat eating ways, and they will love it. How you gonna talk about me eating a cow and you wearing it?
Wearing it in a whole shoe, whole belt.
Okay, is the sauce Polynesian? That's what.
Polynesian sauce be busted. Okay. You can put Polynesian sauce on a rock and you might eat it.
I just need to know. I'm not even a fan of that Chick-fil-A sauce. It does nothing for me. That Polynesian, what the glory
is. Chick-fil-A sauce is nothing but honey mustard sauce that was sitting out for a little while. And then they repackaged.
I like Chick-fil-A sauce.
I didn't say you didn't have to. That's your choice.
That would explain a lot. Because I don't really like honey mustard like that. I don't have to have it.
There you go. But the Polynesian sauce is different. And they're starting to sell this now in stores.
I don't trust it.
I haven't bought one yet.
My son buys the Chick-fil-A sauce when he eats it, but these kids will eat anything, so I don't know. He works at Walmart, so child, he needs to start bringing other stuff home. Well, you know,
how about that? Come on.
I don't trust myself with Chick-fil-A sauce in bulk. I'll be doing stupid stuff.
Chick-fil-A sauce marinated oxtail.
I'm like, I wonder what curry goat would taste like.
You know that.
The rice and peas is
that boy.
Let me just dip them.
Can I do a casserole with this?
Jamaican George.
Yes.
Listen, where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut. We live in Connecticut. Okay. I am the first American-born child of my family. Okay. My mother, my father, my grandparents, my uncles, my aunts, all born in Jamaica.
Mama.
I was the first one born here, and Vendel was the second one.
Vendel is always laughing at me. I always, every time you say that, I forget that y'all are like blood.
Yeah, that's my little brother.
That's so
younger. Funny. I gotta stop saying little. That's we too old for that.
Yeah, he's not little. Yeah.
You know what?
That's my younger brother.
Okay, so what's the best? This is where I was going with that because I know you've probably dabbled around in New York, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
What's the best Jamaican food that you would suggest, or what's something that you like there other than something that you would cook? I'm just saying, like, if I wanted to hit a restaurant.
Now, it's kind of hard to say on the East Coast where I'm from, in the Northeast, because the best spots in the Northeast are actually the mom and pop spots. So there's like no like franchise spots, but like here where I am in Florida right now, in Southern Florida, you definitely can comfortably go to like a tropical Golden Crust. I'm just combining Jamaican restaurant names. Golden Crust. I found a really dope one down here called Dutch Pot James. They got drive-through Jamaican restaurants in Southern Florida. If you don't think I'm packing up my stuff and moving down here. When I get my stuff together, my friend, have another thing coming.
Okay.
Like, I don't got to go in?
Yeah, that's right.
Shana, they had uniforms.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you now. And I don't want to blow,
James,
like we used to say.
James.
I don't. Yes, sir.
Jamaican restaurants is come as you are, wear what you want.
I thought you did that anyway.
James, they have an HR department. Deshauna.
Oh, wow.
The Jamaican restaurant had an HR department, and the sign was on the drive-thru wall. If you want a job, call HR, and you can get you a job at Dutch Pot.
Come on, HR.
had stew peas.
That sounds it was amazing. I don't want that. I want Hole in the Wall. And I was thinking more of Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, you just, it's mom and pop when you when you're in the city.
Okay.
Do not go to a like a Golden Crust or any kind of uniformed Jamaican restaurant when you're in the Northeast. Don't do it.
Now,
you're gonna get some food and it's gonna be okay. But no.
You get real Jamaican when you start talking. You said, now, do not go to, and I will right,
so, hold on. So you really want me to talk about it? Really?
It really kicked in.
I started looking around the room. This is all I'm not going to call her Dee Dee. She don't deserve that. This is all Darian's doing. This is all, no, actually, this is all Mrs. Elliott's doing. I'm not saying your first name. You wow. did this, Mrs. Elliott. No, this is all you.
You know, when people cut up, you got to connect them to their spouse.
Yo, that is so funny. Shout out to the Elliots, man. When you go Northeast, you're gonna have to ask somebody local to point you in the right direction.
Okay.
And they'll get you to, because there's so many. So
somebody local?
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to me the last time I tried to talk to somebody local in New York? This lady was real mean to me. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, they're kind of ornery and I'm up there.
I was just trying to ask her how to get to the village or something like that. And she looked at me and I was like, excuse me, do you know which train or whatever I would take, you know? And she looked at me, just stood there looking. And I was like, I asked her one more time and she said, like huffed at me and just turned away. I was like, okay. You know, I said a couple of things under my breath before I walked out, but I was like, why? I'm a tourist. I didn't know what to do.
I don't know what's wrong with us in the Northeast. Y'all are way more nicer.
We in nicer. The South,
way Thank more you. Accommodating.
Thank you very much.
I'll never forget my first day at Hampton University in Virginia. And I was walking on the yard and somebody walked past me and said, what's up? I was ready to fight because I thought something was happening. He's like, what's up, man? I was like, what's up? What's good? Uh-oh. He's just saying hi. Okay. So it's just different.
Why,
we need
to, why
we
y'all need to so get some, angry? Is it the weather? No. Is it the lack of menu options? What is going on?
It's the Tims. It's the Tims. It's not as comfortable as they look.
They're y'all very have got to get better shoes. Y'all have got to treat your feet better. This has, it makes no sense for y'all to be as angry as you are. Y'all just go off in the middle. We be chilling back.
Yeah, y'all really do.
Like, I mean, now we're with you. Please understand. We will get with you. But it takes a lot for us to get to that point. You know, but we're chilling down here. What is wrong with y'all up there? Y'all are always talking so rough to each other. You go off and you go on to your native language and stuff.
Hey, man.
Always at the drop of a hat. I need y'all to put the guns away. Try to
put them away.
I was just about to cop out and be like, hey, dog, I'm Jamaican. I don't.
Something.
I'm Jamaican. I don't know. I'm we way nice.
So,
yeah. Oh man. Well, this has been wait, good. James, you're breaking up.
I'm sorry. I'm driving. I was picking my son up from a rehearsal and I'm driving. I'm sorry, I just ruined the situation.
No, you're good, fam. I appreciate you coming through for me, bro. I appreciate you.
Conversation before I came in, because I have a Were y'all having a deep conversation before I came in? Was it like something worthwhile we were talking about?
We were talking about the sensitivity of men. Like, we were literally talking about what we were talking about last week. I didn't even get around to tell her that we was talking about it last week previously, which is just crazy. I'm going to just throw out this last thing, and we're going back. I promise we was gonna go back to the spiritual word post. I'm gonna keep on going to this post because there were so many gems on it. Number 9, and this is one that I always wanted to go into. It says, it's okay to make the first move. Guys can be shy too. Come talk to me instead of staring at me. This is men are sharing the things they wish women knew about them. Number 9, it's okay to make the first moves. Guys can be shy too. Come talk to me instead of staring at me.
Lies. Lies. Anything that we do first assertively gets us checked and marked against. Now, I will say, maybe that may ring true for as far as the initial hello or something like that. But anything outside of that, we are getting dinged. You better not be the first to like. You better not be the first to love. You better not. We get penalized real hard. So maybe that first hello, that may be how you're feeling. But, and I can do that because I'm a sociable person. Mm-hmm. If I'm interested, I don't mind, you know, speaking. But after that, I need to know that you're actually interested, or I just don't know.
James.
because I don't want to do this for the third time in a row. I have already outed this young lady on your show several times. Uh-oh. And I think if I do it again, then I may get in serious trouble. But her name is Janae Hall. She was Janae Means when I was in college. She's not married to Steve Hall. They both live in Chicago and they have children together.
Dang.
Yeah, she was born September 23rd, 1979, from Detroit.
Wait.
About 5'3", I think, 5'3", 5'4".
You know what?
Did you go into her measurables, bro?
Yeah, wow. She majored in journalism, but she did not follow that as a career.
Okay.
Yo.
Okay. So in that aspect, she was the one that initiated the conversation and initiated the relationship as it was. It was not me.
Mm.
She was a year. She was a sophomore and I was a junior when we got into a relationship. And the way I met her is actually, I actually gave her and a friend a ride, somebody else that she was dating when she was a freshman. And but I wasn't really paying attention to her at that particular point. And she joined the concert choir and I was in the concert choir. And she asked me to come to a function and mm-hmm. I did. And we were there at the function and she was the one that pursued me in the situation. And I won't say I was shy, but I was kind of boyish in that particular situation because I didn't know anybody there. So, so I'm holding my keys in my pocket the entire time because I just need to know when to dip out. Because when you're at Florida A&M, you have to be careful in certain situations because anything right. can happen. So you got to have your keys in your pocket and be ready to dip. So I had my keys in my pocket but we connected and then we decided we would pursue a relationship. But she was the one that did that. So one thing I don't want people to do is to put men and women in absolutes. Yeah. And I think that's probably the basis of the post itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's I won't necessarily say shy men, but sometimes we're not even expecting a situation to go this route. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, I'm still trying to figure out what your intentions are. We're speaking right. in codes a little bit. So mm-hmm. let's figure this thing out. I wasn't necessarily trying to find a relationship at the time because I had come out of a situation where I was a plan B for a long time with this other girl. So I wasn't looking for a relationship and that kind of sprung up and it's like, whoa, all right, well, we here now. So, and it was off and on good for 2 years. ended funny, but it was great while it lasted. But that being said, she pursued that. So I think the way you do a thing is more important than who does it. You know what I mean? If you pursue respectfully and maintain your dignity in it, then it could be a good thing. Likewise, if the man pursues a woman, if you pursue the woman respectfully, right, then you can be taken the right way. If you pursue her with your tongue out your mouth and you're panting and everything, then that's probably a problem. Maybe need to drink yourself some Chick-fil-A sauce. Maybe that'll help you. You know. But yeah. But it's a matter of respect, man. But, you know, respect who you're pursuing, and know that that's not just somebody's daughter. It's not just somebody's niece. That's somebody. It's somebody special, and treat that person special, even in the pursuit, and you probably won't have as many problems.
So, when she finally did pursue you, how did she go about doing so?
I'm gonna speak in code because my son is in the car. So,
okay.
Wait a minute. That was his cue. He's leaving the car. I'm about to get real with y'all. Okay, so what had happened was you were at a party.
Are you familiar with the artist named Juvenile?
Boy, listen, huh? She tooted it. Yeah. She tooted that thing on my hip. That's what happened. I'm like, wait a minute. Throw it off. I didn't know.
She backed that thing up.
Listen, the girl had nice breasts, man. I was like, okay, so she's dancing over me, making sure I felt the doubles. Like, okay.
We're going to end here.
And she wore Sean's Alizé perfume. I would never forget it. It was very nice. I smelled it immediately. Yeah, so it was one of those situations. But then, even then, I was like, nah. I don't know, man. This is kind of crazy. But we wound up getting into a relationship, and then I got into a car accident. I totaled my truck out, mm-hmm. and while that was being repaired, she gave me a lift back to my place and things of that nature. And so we're gonna close the show, and can reach me at James Harris White on Instagram, and J Harris White on Twitter, and James H White on Facebook, and all that. So we're gonna shut up because if I say too many. Say too many details.
Yeah, let it go.
Then Steve is gonna be mad at me.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, Finn. So,
and I live at 18346 Atascocita Metals Drive in Humble, Texas, 77346. Just in case somebody wanna come see me about all that.
All right. Well, I'm gonna do the business decision now.
Because I'm like this. If you're ashamed of what you did, you shouldn't have did it. Ha ha! How about that?
No, it's the past. It's the past.
How about that? We're done with that. I also love, George, that this is a podcast and not a video cast, because your girl is doing her hair right now. I just want you to know that she is doing her hair. She's got the gloves on. Yeah, your video's on. Your video's on, beloved. Yes, this is fantastic. No, don't turn it off now. You're doing your thing.
I'm at the salon, and my roots need to be covered. I have a work trip this weekend, and baby, these grays are popping, and I'm sorry.
This is an audio podcast. Don't worry about it. You good.
Don't turn the video off now.
Have I been on all this time?
Yes.
Oh, show.
Yes.
That is so funny. Yeah, it's great. Wow. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been...
I got my video on now, so there you go.
I'm not ashamed. I have to tell you. I do this for a living. How are you? I'm covering my roots, you guys. Damn.
Love it.
Oh, my God. I said it. Okay. This is a family show at VJ.
No, you're good.
Not
you're
getting
good.
Out like that.
Listen, I think we've had tooting on the show. I think you're good.
There we go.
I think you're good.
Especially after that little story he just shared, we all going to be in trouble.
Oh, I've shared worse than that.
Trust me, it's been fun here. It's been funny. It's been fun. It's been fun here. Trust me. Oh my God, James, Tashauna, thank you guys so much for being a part of this podcast. This was a great episode. You guys made it phenomenal. I want y'all to make sure y'all follow James. Make sure you follow Tashauna's business page if she wants to bless. I'll just tell you like this. If you follow me on Twitter, you will eventually see her page.
Let me just give the handle.
Okay.
Okay, first of all.
James, can I tell you a funny story before she gives the handle?
Yes, yes.
I legit had to text her and ask her. I was like, I have a tendency to say people's names wrong. So could you send me a voice note with exactly how I'm supposed to say your name?
At least you asked.
And trust me, I was definitely wrong because I was going to be like, hey, y'all, Shane is here.
And then I was going to really curse. With no apology.
Oh, my gosh. But go ahead, you know, give him the handle.
My handle is only the number one, Shauna, MUA. And it's that because I used to only do makeup at one point, professionally anyway. But it has since changed and I'm not changing it. So, and that's my name. I'm down to the Twitter. Don't come over there playing with me, though.
You will be blessed. Don't play with it, though.
Hmm.
You will be blessed. Trust me, people. Some funny stuff going on Twitter.
She walks into the room dripping in gold. People,
come on, you missing out.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Sure do.
I like it.
Facebook is just for advertising and putting Deacon in your name, just to let everybody know you a Deacon.
Not Deacon. I don't really Facebook too often.
Me neither. Once they started combining pages with people...
Yeah, I'm over
Billy and Jennifer. And they put Ann. Give me one name, Billy and Jennifer Mitchell.
Yeah, I can't do none of that. Now that needs to be a topic one day because I need to know why.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna do that. Oh, James, we gotta also say this, James. Go ahead, James.
Also, the topic of all these ridiculously overly spiritual fake middle names that they run on Facebook.
Yes.
They still do that.
Tanitha, oh, yeah. Blessed, highly favored Williams. Yes.
All right.
Rebecca, stress free Jackson.
Leave me alone. But you know what? I had something not that ridiculous, but I had my name was Tashana, only one Shauna Garrett on my Facebook page. And Facebook notified me a few years ago that you couldn't have all of that. You had to change, like, to have a regular name. And I was so upset because I was still seeing people with those types of names.
Yes. Right.
And I'm just like, so they got to keep that mess?
Yes. Man, well, Rico, you thought I was worth saving Jesus. Yeah, yeah.
No. You thought I was worth keeping.
You don't get up out of here with this nonsense.
I mean, today.
James, we just need you to do one more thing before we log out of this show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you seen the picture of Issa Rae and her brand new album?
Yeah.
This will make a lot more sense when you listen to the show and listen to the beginning of the show. Okay. We just need you to look at the gentleman because, you know, Issa did not tag his name in the post.
She did not.
So me and Shauna, we named him.
Oh, Lord.
So I just need, and I'm not telling you the name. You had to listen. I just need you to look at him. And I'll tell you this. This is what I tell you. She said that she met him. He was doing the boom mic, first season of Insecure. And then I said, no, she met him, man. He was like, he changed her oil. And he was like, listen, this air filter, they're gonna charge you $55, but it's really only $14. And
if we realized that, Valvoline.
No, he was changing the oil at Valvoline, but he really worked. His main hustle is AutoZone.
Right.
That's where he got the air filter for only $14.
Right.
Okay. So I would like to contribute what I really believe happened.
Uh-oh.
Right. They were shooting that whack movie, The Photograph. And he gave her the DoorDash because she had ordered some Chick-fil-A.
Here we go.
And she really wanted Polynesian sauce, but they only had Chick-fil-A sauce in the bag. But he had like five or six pilot these sauces already in his pocket. He said, "Nah, boo." He said, "Nah, boo. I got you." And he fell in love.
You know, and I can't blame her.
She said, "Forget Lakeith Stanfield." She you fell in love with that DoorDash man. That's what she calls him Dashes. That's her nickname. That's for his... Dashes. Yeah, because he hit up with that DoorDash. And he keeps some Polynesian sauce just because, to this day. To this day. Like, if they ever get into a fight, he just leaves some on a nightstand.
Oh, God. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Dashes, Dashes Gabbana.
Dashes Club.
And we named him Brian DeAndre.
Oh, that's Dashes right there.
It's Dash. I think we're going to settle on Dashes because it works.
I'll take it.
Dash, is there some lady that needs an air filter? She says she knows you.
You know what?
That's hey, Sean, how about this? The reception is already catered.
I refuse. I'm not going to be a part of this. I'm going to work with Issa one day, and I don't want her to buy five things that I'm making fun of her.
What you want? What you want? Grill or crispy? That's what I would need to know. What you want? Grilled or crispy? That's all I need to know.
Don't nobody want that grilled at all. That is okay. The first thing they have on the menu.
Ain't that like some leftover go-kart tires?
Listen, that junk is... leftover go-kart tires.
Why?
That thing is big trash.
Them grilled chicken is like kilo and meat.
They are...
All right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. You done. We want to thank, again,
oh my kilo God. And meat. Bye. I am out of here.
Deshauna, thank you.
My mom, Dad, I'm sorry.
James, thank you so much. Oh my God, we will see you next week. I will be back home in the state of Connecticut next week.
That kilo and meat, some Polynesian sauce. Look at her.
I'm not going to eat them ever again, thank you. Because that might be what that is already. One of the factory workers that fell in his machine, Lord. Keloid me.
Oh, man.
Mess up my chicken minis this way.
Keloid for life. Oh, my God.
Don't do that. That's so ugly. Oh, my God. I don't like
crying a little bit. Yeah, that was good for me.
All right. You didn't tell me I was going to be traumatized by coming on.
Listen,
this took an unexpected turn.
As always, stay beautiful. Talk to y'all next week.
Bye, you guys. It was nice meeting you.